The Edward Snowden affair represents one of every company's worst nightmares. A trusted employee goes rogue, not on the company, but on its biggest customer. Damage is done. The news dominates the headlines for weeks, and everyone wonders, is the company itself liable? In this case, Booz Allen Hamilton fired Snowden immediately. But what happens next? For some possible answers, we turn to Steve Ryan, an experienced corporate litigator and head of the government strategies practice at McDermott, Will & Emery. Steve, good morning.
Thanks, Tom. Glad to be here.
All right, so is what happened in the Snowden affair a potential disbarment, a debarment or suspension case for Booz Allen? And if it is, on what grounds?
Well, I don't think so. First of all, I don't represent the company, so I'm kibitzing about them. But if you are a subject of a suspension and debarment proceeding, it means that the government believes you don't have the responsibility that is the sine qua non of being a federal contractor. I think Booz Allen Hamilton has maybe the unluckiest star in the intelligence community in hiring, you know, Mr. Snowden and having him there for 3 months so that they are actually the name associated with it, when really he sort of traveled through the intelligence community and could have gone off as a bomb at any point.
You're right about that. On the other hand, if you're Booz Allen, or if you're giving legal advice to Booz Allen, they must have to sort of clean up this mess in some respect, just because it is their name that's being dug around in the mud.
Well, look, I mean, this is the trifecta of disaster for a corporation. Your name is in the news in a way that may cement your picture in the American public, the American public didn't know who Booz Allen was. Now they know one thing about the company, and the thing that they know is not particularly attractive. Within the intelligence community, which is more important because that's their key customer, obviously, you know, it's a very embarrassing event to have one of your employees do this. I think that's ameliorated by the fact that, you know, he was only with them for 3 months, that he had been previously hired directly by federal agencies with the same responsibility. I presume Snowden was fluttered, that is, was given a polygraph at various points in his intelligence career. And so, you know, he came to them with a code word clearance, a top secret with secret compartmented information access, or SCI clearance. So they didn't give him that clearance in the first instance. They merely obtained a renewal of that clearance in all likelihood when he went to work there and, quote, had a need to know. But it is very embarrassing, and I'm sure Booz Allen has hired a PR consultant, and they probably hired some additional lawyers, which is disappointing to me that they didn't hire me. But, you know, that's the way it is.
Steve Ryan is head of the Government Strategies Practice Group at McDermott, Will & Emery. And I wanted to ask you, too, what you think this says about the clearance process. A couple of really detailed biographies have been published over the weekend, one by the Washington Post, one by the Associated Press. And if you look at this young man, I mean, he never finished high school. He did this, he did that. He had tried to take guitar lessons. No completion, no direction in life. And yet, somehow, he went from security guard to having access to all this almost overnight.
Well, if you look at Manning and Snowden, you have two misfits who are, you know, given access to the crown jewels of various pieces of our intelligence operation, and have affected, for example, the outcome of a summit between the president and the Chinese. So, you know, this is a disaster of significant proportion, and I think the intelligence community has to reflect on the number of people, both internal to the agencies and external to the contracting community, that have these clearances. And you know, I would think that there's going to be some gnashing of teeth and wringing of hands over this issue. And hopefully that'll result in people at least giving some thought to whether our processes work, particularly for millennials, particularly for the new generation coming in, and looking at people, for example, who may have good computer skills but may have social anomie or something. Although I'm not a psychiatrist for these people, you know, obviously some of these people are misfits, but, you know, the misfits fit with a personality where they're very facile with technology.
So is it reasonable, though, to suspect that agencies or their contractors are going to rethink the way that people are given this classified access? Is that even feasible?
So if I was the CEO of one of these companies and the general counsel at the weekly meeting, you know, not this week, but the prior weeks, we would have been thinking about whether we have a Snowden problem potentially in our corporation, and how can we find out, and how can we ensure that our market cap and value and, you know, shareholders are served, or our private owners. And I would be deeply concerned about it, and I would be working on that issue, and I would have some sort of plan. What the plan would be, what the elements of that are, you know, remains to be seen. I'm assuming, by the way, that the government itself is going to have to actually give some guidance and respond, and for all I know, in a classified way, is already beginning to do that.
So it sounds like everybody, we had Bloomberg on this morning. They said there's 80-some companies involved in this type of classified work that are publicly traded. There's probably thousands more that actually are. So it sounds like most of them should be going through a fire drill internally now to make sure this can't happen here.
I would think that that would be a prudent thing, and the handful of companies that I represent in that sector, I think we're all thinking about what it is that we can do so that we don't end up with someone who's you know, on the borderline of defection, sitting in Hong Kong or wherever he is defected to today, with you know, a large volume of classified information. And you know, I think the government has the biggest responsibility here. It's the government that grants the clearance, not the contractor. At the end of the day, contractors have to tighten up their procedures. But this is a system problem. It's not a Booz Allen problem, if you will. And I think if Booz Allen is embarrassed, you know, there's a lot of other people. It could have been them.
But would you imagine that the government's relationship with Booz Allen is the same now as it was a month ago?
No. I mean, it's, you know, look, this is the, it's a disastrous problem when something like this occurs. This is like a drug company that finds out that it has a misbranded product out there. It's an auto company where the brakes don't work. I mean, this is the thing that you have to fear. You're fat, dumb, and happy walking along with your billion-dollar contracts in the Intel community, and this happens to you. And, you know, I'm sure that the foreign counterintelligence community will have to consider, how is it that we didn't detect that this guy was able to do this? Because there might be other people who would be actually directly working for a foreign nation or suborned by a foreign nation. This guy, you know, is doing his Joan of Arc routine. That is Snowden, you know. He's going to be a martyr, and he's going to be burned at the stake by choice. And I think that's the most difficult type of personality to deal with, to detect that somebody's going to go Philip Agee on you, to go back several decades to a CIA officer who betrayed his colleagues and ended up with the station chief in Greece being killed because of a disclosure he made. So Snowden, by the way, could very well kill people and could harm the United States in a way that will lead to the death of Americans. And, you know, there has to be some outrage, too, that we can't permit people to make these kind of choices on their own. That's a wrong choice.
Steve Ryan is head of the government strategies practice at McDermott, Will and Emery. And Steve, thanks as always for joining us.
Emily and Tom, thanks for having me.